A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS-certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tontandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to MyBookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah. Johnny Come Latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Edwards on the steal. Edwards, oh, what a move to the rack!
Case on a deep drop. Steps up in the pocket. He'll fire to the right side. Caught by Diggs. Stay
oh,
back!
My God, oh, my God!
30!
No!
Into deep left center for Mitchell, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Why are you doing this? It was our idea together, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. We agreed to say that, but on takeoff.
In 1865, Horace Greeley said, "Well, wished, young man."
Decent singing, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
Okay, so good day. Our topic today is music.
That's right.
It is surreal that I may have played one of my favorite songs for the last time. This new song will just have to do.
Utah, people working together.
Utah.
I don't know if it's going to slap quite like the Great White North, but Paul Charchian, what have you done? You beautiful dreamer, you wondrous psychopath. You've moved from your boyhood home of Minnesota to Southwest Utah. Just like that. Gone.
Just like that. Just like that, Zabe. Oh, I still can't believe it.
About this Utah song, by the way?
No, I've never heard this in my life.
And you should see the video. You should see the video on YouTube. Clearly, the Utah Chamber of Commerce or Tourism Commission or Relocate, whatever. They put together the most wonderful montage of beautiful things to do in the great Beehive State.
Utah.
I mean, look, Utah is the place you're still going to run your beautiful fantasy football empire and new entrepreneurial ventures. But you heard the highlights. I picked three of the more iconic ones. First, Ant Edwards, who is the best thing you got going on right now in Minnesota. Then, of course, the Minnesota Miracle. And then, of course, the Jack Buck call of, and we'll see ya tomorrow night.
Calls in the history of sports. Kirby Puckett launching that home run, bottom of the ninth inning.
Okay.
Jack Buck.
So
we'll see you tomorrow night.
The floor is yours. Yep. Why? How?
Okay.
What?
Well, your regular listeners know, because I've been going vacationing to Utah and dragging my trailer 1,500 miles each way for 2 years. So, you know, they know that I've developed an affinity for Utah, but why do you move to Utah? It's fair question. Why actually move to Utah? Yeah. I'll give you several reasons, Abe. Number one, I've been shoveling for 58 goddamn years.
Not no more, you ain't.
Nope, not anymore. And Utah gets plenty of snow, but not in the Southwest.
Not where you're living.
Not in the Southwest. Now, if I want to drive 45 minutes, I can go to Cedar City, and I can be in. I can drop 20 degrees, and I can still get four seasons if I want them. So I don't have to go far, and that's part of the beauty of the state. Second part is taxes. Minnesota is nuts. I mean, our financial advisor, we went through it and we're like, okay, look, if you leave now, you're gonna retire in like a different tax bracket. I mean, it is very, very material. And then the third
hold on.
Yes.
So if you leave now, meaning the rate of taxation of your current income in Utah is lower.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes. Every place is lower than Minnesota.
All right, what is Minnesota's state income tax rate?
9.5%, I believe.
All right. I don't think that's as high as California. Oh, by the way.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not quite as high as California, probably as bad as it gets, but it's bad.
Okay.
It is bad.
Right. And compared to zero tax states such as Florida.
Yep, or South Dakota, or Nevada, and I'm not even that far from Nevada. We're not a zero tax spot, though.
What is Utah?
We're just a four.
Wow, that's still quite a bit.
Here's the funny thing, Zabe. It's half the tax rate, and yet somehow people are still alive, and people are, you know, there's still government services.
And there's police and fire and roads. And
yes.
Water
somehow with half of the money
somehow
wonder
how that is. Now what you're leaving behind though is community, and you quit WFAN, correct?
KFAN. WFAN is the New York version, K-Fan.
KFAN. Yes.
So right, we'll this was the hard part. Okay. This was the hard part. I mean, do you leave behind everybody you know? And virtually everybody I know, you know, all my close friends, I mean, 50 years of relationships, I never thought I would be that person. And honestly, I have from time to time mocked the people who
would leave,
devalued their friendship so much that, you know, they went off to some warm state because they didn't want to shovel, which was reason number one I gave you. And and yet here I am now, I'm that guy. And it feels,
if honestly, I may, how does it feel? Sorry.
Scary as hell.
Oh, I can bet. Zabe, bet.
I am. This is the most frightening thing I've ever done in my life, and I have quit three companies. I've quit good jobs to start new companies. I've tried you know, all the things in life that most people try. This is by a landslide the scariest thing I have ever done, and I don't know how it's going to turn out. And I'm nervous. I really am.
Wow. Wow. So was there these nerves before you and your lovely wife, Roxy, decided to jump off a cliff and do this?
There was, because we're leaving all our friends first and foremost. I mean, that was the biggie, and we don't know what's going to happen here. So, yeah, there was some.
Is it scarier now that you're in the new house sleeping on air mattresses?
Yes, because now it's real.
You're real.
And nice. I'm sleeping on a foam mattress. So let me explain. I want to explain to your listeners, and you and your listeners are my psychotherapist right now.
Yes, I would be happy to be that way. Yes.
That is because you and I have been friends for 20 years.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, I was thinking about this earlier today. I get all kinds of feedback from all the different things that I do. Your listeners, and I'm not just trying to placate them right now, or they have always been great to me. They have, you know, the feedback that I get on Twitter, the stuff they come back with, they're good people. They're not idiots that are just yelling at you. These have all been people I've liked.
Right.
And I've had the opportunity to meet several of them. Anyway, when we did Zabe Vegas a few years ago. So back to where I was on this. This is it's extraordinarily scary. And we moved in stages. So I had to put my house in Minnesota up for sale, Zabe.
Yeah.
And with the market being what it is, I was nervous it might sit on the market for 2 months. And I got two dogs that shed everywhere. They poop in the backyard. Pepper and scraps. And I didn't want to have to set up my house, for every showing. I got to, go clean. It's not
perfectly
easy. Go clean the
clean,
house and do everything.
Sweep up the dog hair, all that.
Yep, okay. All that stuff. So the thinking was, we take some bare necessities down to Utah. We got to get our camper down anyway. We'll take our camper, load that up, get bare necessities down here, and we'll leave the house in Minnesota staged. So I'm here in Utah with a table, which I bought in Utah. I have chairs around the table. The second purchase was a 75-inch OLED.
Nice.
I had to have the TV. Timberwolves game is on tonight.
Yes. As
your listeners hear it last night. I need to have that squared away. And I have a foam mattress in my bedroom. And that's about it.
Wow.
That is how I'm living right now. And it is, when I woke up, and it's still this way, I wake up and I go, I'm living somebody else's life. This is
okay.
So foreign and
all
different.
Right. Couple things here. First of all, is your current house in Minnesota? Is it somebody, has they have their bids on it yet, or is it up for sale yet?
It's sold in 2 days.
Shit.
Yes.
Booyah!
So I mean,
so you gotta love that at a price that you like.
It was at the asking price, which it was lower than I wanted, but my realtor convinced me that with the turbulent market,
and keep moving. That's the way to go. Boom. 2 days, perfect at asking price. Perfect.
Yes.
Clean sale. No contingency
sale.
Bullshit. Okay, great.
Yep. And the inspection came back with one item. So that is done. But I want to tell you, Zabe, about the last 2 weeks of my life.
Before you do, I got to jump in here. There's a couple things. First of all, to the listeners, and I won't say what town you're in because, they get stalkers coming to see you.
No, they won't.
All right. What town is it?
I'm not worried. It's Virgin, Utah.
Okay.
Right outside Zion.
Listen, I would not be shocked if one of my listeners lives close enough to go bring you a plate of cookies if they wanted to.
Oh, I'd take them.
I would take them. I have members of Zabe's army embedded in all 48 and Alaska and Hawaii. So I would not be shocked. I'm not guaranteeing it, but I would not be shocked. Okay. So you're in Virgin, Utah. His house is a sweet house. Okay, people, and he deserves it because he's worked his ass off his whole life, and he's very entrepreneurial. And so it's a beautiful house that is in a deserty sort of neighborhood. You're not going to have to mow any grass in addition to shoveling any snow.
Never. Yes, and by the way, that was not a factor. No lawn maintenance in Utah.
The lawn, fuck the mulch. I just spent $1,400 on professional mulching because I ain't going to do it. And while it was an easy check to write, I'm at the point where I'm like, I'd rather spend that $1,400 on something else. Hookers and blow would be nice. But anyway, that's going to require my wife's approval. But okay, so if I may say, I believe, knowing you, and we haven't talked at length about this yet, I believe that it's not just a 4% haircut in lesser state taxation. I believe that you and your wife have looked at the overall governance of the state, and you have come to the conclusion that it has untethered itself from sanity, and that you don't envision yourself living under that decoupled from reality type of governance, and of course the cost of the higher state taxes. Is that a fair statement?
Well, it's not entirely wrong. I'll tell you a story that that happened a couple of days ago in Minnesota. That it's not changing. I mean, that's part of the other side of this.
There
Minnesota's
will be not right.
It's on a one way.
Yeah, it's on a one way roller coaster downhill.
Yes. Now here's this happened about 3 days ago. Restaurant gets robbed.
Yeesh.
The burglar gets, or not burglar, robber gets caught the same day. He has not one prior arrest, not two prior arrests, not three.
Oh my.
He has 50 prior arrests.
Oh my God. Well, surely they locked him up and, you know, threw away the key.
You would certainly think so. No, they let him go the same day. He returned to the restaurant and robbed the same restaurant again.
And I'm sure there was good liberal reasons why that was the right thing to do. Kind of like your DA who refused to prosecute the aide to the governor who keyed six different Teslas to the tune of $20,000 of damages.
Correct. And he didn't have to pay any, restitution for that. And
I thought he was going to have to.
He has to go to therapy, Zane.
Oh my fucking God. So yes. So the governance of the state has become untethered from sanity, and a man cannot live under that without losing his mind. A sane man, an honest man like you, cannot continue to do that because it will get worse and worse. And so to even pay 0.1% of state tax to such a corrupt and insane government would be, it's untenable. So you had to leave in addition to the shoveling and everything else. Okay, we've established that. Now, as far as being scared, it's good. It's good because you know where they say growth comes from? Growth comes right at the edge of your comfort zone. And you have put yourself out there, not just on the edge of your comfort zone, way over it. But I know you and I know Roxy, and I have zero doubts that you guys will succeed, you will meet friends, and you will go on with a beautiful new chapter in life. I mean that without trying to gas you up or just be, you know, saccharine. But I believe it. I believe it.
I appreciate you saying that. I hope you're right. I've met my neighbors. They're great. I have two neighbors. They're great. I'm going to have to make friends. I need your listeners. Some part of your listeners need to be in the greater St. George area. I need friends.
Okay. We're going to work on that. Yes.
Friends here.
Okay.
Yeah, that's possible. So I want to tell you about, I want to tell you about the last 2 weeks, Abe.
Yeah. Let's talk about the last 2 weeks. I would imagine now there's larger themes that I'm going to ask you about, such as there must be some amount of backlash that you have shunned the tribe, the tribalism of sports fandom, that you could say, well, I'm still going to be a Minnesota sports fan, but I'm going to do it from over here. Many people are going to call you probably a quitter or a guy who's leaving or not part of the tribe. You've shunned us, Paul Charchian.
If you know Minnesota, you know that's accurate because Minnesotans were born and raised there. And you get some of that in Milwaukee too, whether you're born and raised there and you're one of us or you're not. And even if you move from someplace else to Minnesota,
You're not
it takes
really
like 20,
authentic.
30 years right. before we really accept you as one of us.
Has anyone reached out and said, how dare you?
No, I'm happy to say no, but not a single person. I got many, many well wishes on Twitter and through the radio. Not a single person's done that. Now, if I give up my sporting allegiances and I were to switch to Utah allegiances, if I go from the Minnesota Wild and
you
the Utah Jazz,
and basketball, right?
That's right. I got those two. So I'm seriously considering giving up the Wild for the Utah unnamed
Yeti.
Hockey team.
Should be Yeti, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen.
I think it's going to be the Mammoth, apparently. Yeah. They've leaked that. That's been leaked. It's not bad, but it's not as good as Yeti. It should have been the Yeti.
Right.
But you know what happened? You know why it's not going to be the Yeti?
Because of the Yeti coolers and the commercial and the, you know, logo tie-in, the intellectual property.
No.
It would be too sticky. That Yeti would want either big compensation or they would claim you can't use that. It's ours.
No, that is not the problem. Oh. The cooler company is not the problem. The problem is kind of brilliant people started squatting on all the obvious names. They've got, you know, UtahYeti.com. They've got logos. They've got, you know, people have squatted on all the obvious stuff. And so part of the problem is now, if you want,
well,
you know, if you want to be
buy them out,
Yeti,
buy them
yeah,
out
exactly.
for a good
you gotta
name.
Go buy
That's
them
so
out.
Stupid.
Right.
Or if it's just a website, do a redirect off of, say, feedtheyeti.com. Okay.
Right.
Now
and that's
you're
what, that's
website.
What you're, that's what you'd have to do something like that. But look, anyway. a great name does for you what it did for this Seattle Kraken. You know,
yes.
there are people that would not, it wouldn't care about that. Right. It's just super cool. It's Kraken. That's
right.
Awesome.
To have a Yeti in addition to a Kraken are two awesome mythical creatures born of movies. So you got to love that.
Yeah. And Mammoth's not terrible, but it's not as good as Yeti. I think we can all agree.
So when you told KFan, because you're heavily involved in numerous shows there and you've been the fantasy guy there forever, what was their reaction? Were they stunned?
Yeah, honestly, they were like, we didn't think you'd really do it. I had told them they knew I was traveling out here a lot. I had missed the whole month of March. I missed all of those shows while I was in Utah. And they, they're like, one person said, you know, you can't recreate this. You can't just snap your fingers and get on the radio somewhere and have 100,000, 100,000 watts of radio at your disposal. You don't get that anywhere else. And that's correct. And it was it's sobering. And I miss, we love talking. We like to be heard. I like to have a megaphone.
It's a platform. It's a big platform.
Yes,
it still is. Even though they say radio is dying, digital's the new future. The platform of terrestrial radio is still quite powerful.
It is, and people stream it and they podcast it and whatever. And there was one person, but everybody else was, hey, good for you. We're really excited for you. We're sad that you're going, but we're happy. This is what you want to do.
Was there any attempt to say you could still do it remotely, or were they like,
yes,
nope.
they've asked the program directors asked me if I can fill in remotely, which I plan to do. And
nice.
They're going to keep carrying my fantasy show on Saturday.
Well,
mornings.
Hallelujah.
So that will be nice.
Right.
That
because
be nice.
You're, cause you know what, to be honest, your shitty start sit advice carries anywhere it is from Utah or Minnesota. It's still the same flip of the coin it's always been. I'm just kidding. That was a fastball down the middle.
I love that. That was actually painfully accurate.
I'm just kidding.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what a ballsy move. I am in awe. I'm kind of jealous. I wish I had the stones to do it. I totally envy your ride or die girl, who is just the best. Because, a lot of women would not want to give up the comfort of community that they've come to know, and she's a Minnesota girl herself.
She is, and then it's all of her friends too. Granted, she's got a lot fewer friends than I have, as you can imagine, Zabe.
Well, because you're on the radio, she's not. Very simple. That's how it is, and you're out in professional life and everything else. So, yeah. So, but you know what? You will meet new ones in your community, and you're able – you have strike force capability to yourself to Vegas, hour and a half?
Yes. Yep, 220 from where I am to Las Vegas.
Okay.
I'm 3.5 to Salt Lake City.
Okay. And, of course, your nearest airport is where? Salt Lake?
Well, there's technically one in St. George, but okay. I'm not flying. I'm not, that's where you're, that's where you have the $1,800 flight that is your little, you get in the tiny plane to Las Vegas and then but. So I'll be flying in and out of Las Vegas, which is not the end of the world, by the way. And it wouldn't kill me to go in a day early, spend the night, and then go jump on a plane the next day. That's not a bad life.
Right. And you, what are you going to do for recreation? Because they have things, but it's, yeah. Are you a big hiker?
Well, I do love hiking and Zabe. I mean, I am 2 hours from the, within 2 hours range, there's something like 6 national parks and 25 state parks.
Nice.
It is staggering here. Zion, Bryce, Grand Canyon, Snow Canyon. It's so many things. I can't name them all. And I'm excited. I am excited to do that. But the other big thing I got to do, Zabe, is I got to golf. I got to go get better.
We're going to get you stood up to be serviceable and you'll be off and running. All you got to do is just break 100 by a shot and you're good to go for the rest of your life. You'll get along with anybody. You'll meet people. You'll make business deals by meeting people through golf. It's the most beautiful way to spend an afternoon, to catch the golden sunset, to be there in the dew swept mornings. It's great. And yeah, you're right there close. You're close because we played once when you came to Milwaukee. So that's great.
Yes. I had a great time playing with you. There is now a PGA stop in St. George. It's the Black Desert course. It is gorgeous. The LPGA, their tour stop was last weekend.
I played Copper Rock, which is nearby.
Black Desert.
There's Black Desert. There's Copper Rock. There's Sand Valley. Some of the guys that go out to Mesquite, would do like 10 rounds in 8 days. And three or four of the rounds were up there in where you're living now, which is Southwest Utah.
Yep. It's turned into a mini golf mecca, St. George. And it's there's a ton of courses around and they're just staggering. That, you know, it's the kind of stuff that you can only see in Utah surrounding your course. It's amazing.
So it doesn't snow in the winter where you are. In the summer, how hot does it get?
Well, that was a big consideration. St. George gets really hot, like Vegas hot.
Yeah.
Where I am in Virgin is at 3,500 feet, and it's about 10 degrees cooler. So when it's 108 there, it's 98 here. And so it's manageable.
Okay. What was, if I could ask, what was a runner-up place?
Cedar City is where I wanted to, where I originally planned to go, and it's where my brother is building his home. I'm gonna have my brother nearby.
Oh, Cedar City, Utah.
That is 45 minutes north of me, and it's at 5,000 feet, and it's for full four seasons. It is snow through much of the winter, and it is also
gorgeous. And you just are like, I don't want any more snow.
Yeah. Yep.
Even beautiful Western snow. That is more pretty and more rustic. No, don't need that either. Out.
Yep. Okay. Exactly. Exactly. And if I want snow, I can go drive the 40 minutes to Cedar City and I can go get my snow.
The drive to basketball championships, the grind of raising the cup in hockey. From the court to the ice, today's elite athletes know success depends on having the right team behind them. Same goes for protecting your family's financial future. SelectQuote's licensed agents are your all-star team for finding customized, affordable life insurance that scores big on coverage and savings. SelectQuote has nearly 40 years of experience helping 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage. Other brokers offer one-size-fits-all policies that might cost more and cover less. SelectQuote's agents work for you to tailor the right policy in just 15 minutes. Worried about health conditions? SelectQuote partners with carriers covering high blood pressure, diabetes, and even heart disease. No major health issues, get same-day coverage with no medical exam. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Zabe. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe today to get started. SelectQuote.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. SelectQuote, they shop. You save.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits. at avocadomattress.com.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At MyBookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah. Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years. My bookie. My bookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. So I know my wife's bestie from college. Her and her husband had a wonderful life in Columbus, Ohio. Mm. And he belonged to Scioto Country Club, a very prestigious country club, which was the place where Jack Nicklaus learned to play the game. He grew up at Scioto. And they were well connected, very social family, three kids that were young. And her husband, John Gettler, decided he was going to take a job that he had found as a fundraiser, you know, because he's kind of like a fundraising ace for charitable causes kind of thing.
Oh, and okay.
And guess what? The job was in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Oh, okay.
Jackson effing Hole, Wyoming.
Yep.
So they, with three kids, oldest one was like 14. It was like 14, 10, and 8. Or 14, 12, and 10. Packed up from Columbus, Ohio, went to Jackson Hole, and they love it there now. But she would drive the kids in high school to sports games and matches 2-3 hours away across the border in Wyoming, because that's what you did. And they embraced the fact that it was winter most of the year up there, or some form of it, but they leaned into it. And of course, the house they have, which is beautiful in a beautiful neighborhood, has like tripled in value. I mean, it's gone stupid. Like, you cannot at all afford to live there anymore. So it's worked out great for them. And he even ended up getting let go from his job, but he found another one and they're doing great and they have no intention to move back. And I would always ask him, I'd be like, do you ever miss it back there? And they're like, kind of. But we do visit once in a while, but we don't miss it. So that's a bold move right there. And my own grandfather, Nick O'Neill, took our whole family, including my mom and her sisters, out from Brooklyn to Phoenix, Arizona in 1954, maybe, something like that.
Oh, geez.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're talking like when nothing was there. And they, because my grandfather was a fire captain in the Brooklyn Fire Department. We still have his captain's fire hat, which is cool. It's in a case. And he, you know, of course, retired with full benefits at like 54 and was like,
yeah, not
what am I going to do? And of course, Brooklyn was starting to go south in the 50s. And he said, we got to get out of here as a family. And so my mom said they were teased mercilessly about their thick Brooklyn accents out in Phoenix, Arizona.
I bet.
But my grandfather bought up some parcels of land that he could afford while he was out there and did very well, and they never looked back. So that's why, yeah, that's in addition to just me believing in you, you guys are going to be fine. Now, also, it should be noted that, yes, this house has an RV garage built into it, which it is sweet.
It's got 30-volt power. It's got its own black tank dump in the garage. So you don't have to do the public dumping of your sewage, which is pretty great. Yeah, so that was a selling point. But that's life down here.
So what's great?
Every other house has an RV garage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's great is that Church started by buying a camper thinking it would just be a little toe in the water of the sort of venturing life, and it turned into having to buy a new SUV or a new truck to be able to tow the camper, then a new camper, and then a whole new house in four states away.
That's right. That's 1,500 miles away. And the camper was the lead pin, Zabe, because we're like, where can we bring the camper that's going to be so cool and awesome? Oh, let's go to Utah. But normal people don't do that. They go like an hour away or 2 hours away. We're lugging the thing 1,500 miles away when we were going on vacation.
If you never bought the camper, would you still be in Minnesota?
Yes.
Wow.
Yep. Well, you don't know how these things are going to go.
God, but you know what? Look, life is not a rehearsal. We get one of these. Get out there and adventure. And you know what? What's the worst that can happen? I couldn't even paint you a worst case scenario that would even be bad. Really, in the big scheme of things, you know, you're going out there, you're trying it. I mean, we get these things, and, you know, obviously we work very hard to build up things and get a job that's good and hold on to the job and fend people off and make sure we're like, oh, am I going to leave this behind? But it then kind of traps you in a way. It becomes your keeper instead of the other way around.
I think there's a lot of, that's really well stated. And I think there's some real truth to that. There's some wisdom in that.
Plus,
you never know. It's hard to know what you're a slave to as you're going through life, and what owns you and what you control and what controls you.
Right. Yep. And plus, Minnesota doesn't win shit in sports. So probably a good idea.
Did you send this to me?
Listen, I have been through the absolute tragedy that is Minnesota sports with the four major franchises. And the utter lack of anything since 1991 and the Twins captured your guys' hearts. Mm-hmm. And you're still going to be a fan of the Vikings, I trust, because there's no Utah football team yet or ever, right?
Correct.
Okay, but you'll keep some other ones. I hope you keep the T-Wolves because I know you're
gonna
jacked
have
up. I know you're going to jacked up for this series because this is going to be a banger. Ant Edwards is absolutely ready to exact his vengeance. He hates Golden State. There's the Draymond Green, Rudy Gobert clothesline thing from the past. Mm-hmm. It is friggin' on, baby.
It is. It could potentially be a great series. Both teams are going to hoist a lot of threes in this one, and somebody, you know, whatever team can manage to shoot 38% could end up winning this thing. It's the Wolves have... Last year was even though they got to the Western Conference Championship, it still felt like a we're just glad to be here year. This year for the Wolves feels different. And it was up and down. It was ragged until about February because they traded away Karl Anthony Towns. And that trade was a shock to the system. They didn't necessarily ingest the players that they got back very well. It took a long time, but then things started to click.
Right.
And they rolled into the playoffs with the best record in the NBA over the previous like 25 games.
Yep.
And so it was like, okay, this team and then to go 3-1, a three seed in the, you know, at their own place, that's, you know, this starting to feel like maybe this Wolves team is totally legit. And Anthony Edwards, in a superstar driven league, Anthony Edwards is the guy who might just put the team on his back and carry it at least at a minimum through this series.
Yeah. You did you ever watch the movie Training Day?
No.
Okay, Denzel Washington.
Denzel
Washington confronted by a bunch of bad guys, and he just turns it all around on them. I get the same kind of Denzel and Training Day vibe from Ant Edwards. Ant Edwards is like, oh, yeah? Let's go. The way he walked outside Staples Center and talked shit was awesome to watch. Here's Denzel in Training Day.
Oh, you motherfuckers. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm putting cases on all you bitches. Huh? You think you can do this shit? Jay! You think you can do this to me?
You think you can do this to me? That's the vibe I get with Ant Edwards. So, all right, the game starts in a couple hours. You got your TV. I'll text you as warranted throughout the game, okay?
Yes, but if you still have five more minutes, I want to give you the rundown of the last 2 weeks of my life.
Oh, yeah, please do.
I've never had anything like this. So I'm going to back up to the day before the NFL draft. So Wednesday, the 23rd or something. Okay. That day, I close on the house in Utah. The next day is draft day. I've got a whole day of radio. Then I'm hosting at US Bank Stadium on the podium for the official Vikings draft party.
Wow.
Then Friday morning, I go on the air and I tell listeners that that I'm leaving the air, and myself, my co-host Paul Allen, it's a teary, weepy affair.
Who knew when you told him?
Paul had found out a week before, but nobody else knew.
He found out through the grapevine. Okay.
No, for me.
So
yeah,
you hit everyone with the news on air?
On air. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's most, good. By the way.
Yeah. There were a handful of, your friends. I had told friends, but, 99%, I hadn't posted on Twitter. 99.9% of the world did not know.
For the record, people, I knew, and I kept the secret. I am a security risk on most pieces of inside intel, but I want the record to show I knew about this weeks ago. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, you did. And then our house goes on the market the next Tuesday. So we go into massive, Roxy and I, massive cleaning mode, right? We are moving stuff out. We got a storage space. We're hauling stuff, declutter, right?
Box up all your nerd-ass board games down to the basement.
Yeah, you know about that. I sold 50 of them back to a local game store.
Okay.
And that, which ended up being about one-fifth of the total number of board games that I have.
Oh, my God. Is Godzilla Pinball coming to Utah?
It's coming to Utah.
Yes. All right.
Yes.
Ship that carefully. I'm not giving up on that has to be boxed up and padded. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts and solenoids.
Yes.
I don't want that rattling around as it travels over the Wasatch Mountains.
Correct. And I don't even know who fixes a pinball machine in here. I mean, this is also one of the things I got to figure out.
Nobody. Utah.
I don't know. I don't even know if there's a place to play pinball.
No, there's boot repair and there's gold mining supplies. That's it.
They might treat it like gambling. I don't know.
Okay.
It might not be legal here.
All right, so you hit the news on air the day after the draft.
Yep. Okay. And then Saturday, Sunday, it's all packing. And then I get really sick. And so I'm dying. It's bad. This is not like a sniffler. I'm deathly ill. And we gotta be out of, we're leaving the house on Monday. So it's packing and cleaning like crazy while I'm dying. I go into urgent care and I'm like, here's all my symptoms. And they're like, yeah, you probably got COVID. Go away. And that was it. They didn't even test me. So then Monday comes, we pack up the house. We're pulling the RV. I'm dying. I'm so sick.
You're
and then
miserable.
I get pink eye on top of everything else. Just to like add a little insult to injury on top of that. So then it's our first night in the RV as we're pulling. We're not going to stop at hotels because we have the RV, right? The RV's got my bed. It's got all my stuff. We're doing our first night in Mitchell, South Dakota. We're at our campsite and no power. So what happened? I can't run the furnace. I can't run any of the electric. I don't know what's wrong. And I'm not an I know just a little bit about RVs, not a ton. So I'm like, oh great. Now what?
How
so
cold we get, was it that night?
Well, it got down to about 45 degrees.
Jesus.
We're bundled up in the bed. You know the phrase Three Dog Night, the band?
Yeah.
I didn't know what that meant. Fortunately, I got two dogs. We put the dogs on the bed just for warmth. Oh. We're dying. I'm sick as a dog. Oh, and now I got no electric. So then we packed everything up. We get out of Mitchell, and we're not sure. We think it might just be the campsite. Maybe it was just bad electric from the campsite. We go to our next we're driving again. We're in Laramie, and the highway closes due to high winds.
Oh my God.
So now I can't take a major highway. I've got to wind my way down through back roads to some place where we finished driving was in Craig, Colorado, which I've never
Colorado,
heard.
Craig, Colorado, founded by Craig back in Craig, 73.
By a guy named Craig. That's right. Who decided to name it after himself. Yeah. So we pull into this campsite convinced that the camper's going to be fine, but we don't know for sure. And we pull in, and it is not a nice campsite. Some of them are glorious, Zabe, and you and I have talked about this on past shows. You are sitting next to a $500,000 camper next to you, which ours is not. We have just a tow-behind pull camper.
That's at a nice campsite. You're at a sketchy one in which there's meth addicts next to you.
Super sketchy. Not quite. Now that's it's not quite that level, but we're like, this ain't great. Right. This, you know, we're like, this doesn't look good. And we get, I'm out there tinkering. We pull in at like just before dusk. I'm out there tinkering with the battery, trying to get this thing to work. And there's a guy next to me. He's playing loud Spanish music, and he's got a black lab that's bark, 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 bark.
Oh my!
And I'm like, oh God, this is my night. I got it. And the power will not come on. We plug in, no power.
Oh,
and I'm like, I can't take it, Zabe. At this point, I'm on the verge of a breakdown. Roxy's crying in the camper. The guy next to me comes over and he says, how can I help? And I said, Mom, I'm having trouble with my battery. I'm not getting power.
How did he know you needed help?
I don't know. But I was out there tinkering with the battery.
Was it the
and I got the battery lit off.
Was it the Spanish speaking guy with the dog or somebody else?
It was him. Wow. It turns out, you know, he spoke pretty good English, as it turns out.
Wow.
His name was Artur, A-R-T-U-R.
Yeah.
And Zabe, he was a freaking godsend.
Wow.
We try a bunch of different stuff. We get my battery working. And we get the lights on, and we're like, oh my God, we've got power. And in that moment, I hugged Arturo.
I bet you did.
And we go inside, and I thought at that point I had what they call shore power. I'm connected to the campsite's power.
Right.
Turned out it was just my battery, but at least I had power. But the furnace only ran until about midnight, and then it the battery died, and it got down to 26 degrees.
Jesus.
In Craig, Colorado.
So it's 26 degrees inside the camper.
Inside the camper, oh it ended up being God. In the upper 30s.
Okay, but still unbelievably cold.
And, right.
Yeah, for inside. And you have now run your battery out, so you're stuck?
And I've run the battery out. Yes, exactly. So at
Jesus
that point, there's
God.
No,
so
there's
you didn't know else. That you were on shore power. Or you didn't know that
I
you
thought,
were on your
yeah.
own battery. You thought you were on shore power.
Exactly. Oh exactly. So I thought I was going to be good for the night, and it turned out I wasn't.
Oh, my God.
So then next night we drive. I don't know.
Wait, how'd you get it yeah. started in the morning?
Well, I didn't. You know, the camper's at that point. The camper's dead. I'm just pulling it behind the truck. Keep in mind, I'm pulling it behind the truck.
Oh, right.
So
okay.
The pickup's
so, okay. Fair
the pickup's
enough. Yeah,
fine.
Okay, I'm confused. Yep. All right. So this is the camper.
Pickup's
okay.
fine.
So you would drive. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So we pulled it. We pull the. We're in Craig. We get to about Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and we need to stop. I'm getting my days confused. But at this point, now Roxy's getting sick. I'm sick. Oh, and wow. it was it was incredibly difficult to get here. And by the time we actually pulled into our house, we were emotionally and physically broken people in a way that I never had been before. I've left all my friends. I've left my house. I've left my radio, potentially my radio career.
Your career.
My camper doesn't work. And
I don't know anybody here.
I don't know anybody.
A beautiful house, but I mean, oh my God.
Yep.
Oh my fucking God.
Yeah, it was.
You, sir, are a real American badass. I love it. And you have found a woman who is a genuine frontier woman, who is true ride or die in a modern era in which many women don't tolerate even the slightest of inconvenience.
She was amazing. Yeah. She was amazing. And you know what? Pretty easy on the eyes.
Oh, she's lovely. She's great. She's a dynamo. I love it. Well, look. You're there. Did you get the camper fixed?
Bring the camper to the RV repair shop. They fire it right up. They're like, we can't find anything wrong with it. It works great.
No explanation.
F off.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Charge, what a story. What an adventure. I'm so proud of you and Roxy, and I look forward to the next great chapter of your entrepreneurship on a more digital frontier with fantasy football, gaming, gambling, whatever you decide to get into, it's going to work, and I want to be a part of promoting it. So thank you, buddy.
20 years of friendship with you. You are one of my favorite people in the world, and thank you so much, Dave.
All right, pal. Be good. Get the fire bye-bye. Going. Enjoy your Wolves game tonight. See you, buddy.
You got it. Bye-bye. The champion, when y'all clowns gonna see that it can't be done. Understand me, son. I'm the slickest they is. I'm the quickest they is. Did I say I'm the slickest they is? So if you're walking after wrong tree, we coming. Don't be starting nothing. Me and my partner gonna test your chest, loveless. Can't stand the heat to get out the wild. Wild, 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 wild. When I roll into the wild, wild west. When I stroll into the wild, wild west. When I bounce into the wild, wild west.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to MyBookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah. Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules, you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.